everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
And we are talking about one of my favorite things today, food.
Yummy.
Now, it's not quite what you think about food. Okay. We're not talking about, like, the yummiest cakes or the best meat or anything like that. It's a bit different today.
Okay.
But before we get into the dishes that we're talking about and why they're different, I want to ask what your favorite Taiwanese food is.
It has to be hot pot.
Oh, okay. I do love hot pot.
Or even spicy hot pot. Mm-hmm. 麻辣锅.
My favorite is not stinky tofu, but just normal chow tofu.
Oh.
Just fried tofu. I love fried tofu.
Oh, 炸豆. I love them as well. I love stinky tofu. 不过我也蛮喜欢吃臭豆腐的啦。
Well, there are a lot of really good Taiwanese dishes out there. I also like the octopus mouth.
Oh,
I think you get that at Ruchao, I think.
Oh, Ruchao. Okay, so, wow.
Yeah.
Erin knows how to, you know, find yummy food in Taiwan. 美食老饕的概念。
All right, well, why don't we find out what today's dishes are all about?
I hope they're delicious.
They probably are.
Let's take a look.
Smelly food around the world.
Do you like stinky tofu? Or is the smell too much for you? There are hundreds of famous smelly foods around the world. Let's look at four of them. Natto. How smelly is it? Natto is from Japan. People make it by boiling and fermenting beans. It's brown and sticky and can smell like feet. Japanese people often eat natto for breakfast with rice and karashi. Hongyo hoi. How smelly is it? Another smelly Asian food is Hongyo hoi from South Korea. This is fermented skate. As the fish ferments, it begins to smell of ammonia. You don't cook it, and most people eat it by itself. However, some people enjoy it with kimchi, bosam, or makgyoli.
Word power! Boil. Boil. I'm boiling eggs for a snack. Would you like some? I'm boiling eggs for a snack. Would you like some? Bean. Bean. We put chicken, carrots, and green beans in the soup. We put chicken, carrots, and green beans in the soup. Breakfast. Breakfast. Erica ate eggs and toast for breakfast. Erica ate eggs and toast for breakfast. However,However, I like Jenny. However, I hate her dog. I like Jenny. However, I hate her dog.
All right, today's article starts out by introducing one of the foods we're talking about. It says, do you like stinky tofu? Or is the smell too much for you?
Oh, that's a good question. Hey.大家不知道喜欢臭豆腐吗？就是 stinky tofu， 还是呢？你觉得它的味道让你感到，就是好像太多了，有点过多，恶心，太重了这样的意思 ？Okay, smell. Okay, we usually use this as a noun or verb. Okay, as a noun 就是名词的话呢，它就是味道啦，气味啦。Hey, I'm going to ask you a question. What's your favorite smell? 你最喜欢什么味道啊？
Bread.
Oh,
when it's baking in the oven.
Oh, 面烤面包的味道超棒的。 But you know what? You could also have bad smells. Like, I wish we could get rid of that smell in the bathroom. 我们希望我们可以除掉这个浴室里面那个难闻的气味。Now, smell can also be used as a verb, okay? 就是闻的意思 okay? 当作动词。比方像是 that soup smells good, getting hungry here. Or this milk smells funny, it smells like my dirty socks.
Don't drink that milk.
Okay, 好恶心哦。好啦，如果闻起来像臭袜子，应该是酸掉了。
Okay, so obviously we mentioned stinky tofu.
Right.
We talked about smells. And we are talking about these foods that have interesting smells today. All right, it says here in the article, there are hundreds of famous smelly foods around the world.
Oh, okay, 所以世界上呢有上百个有名的难闻食物 besides stinky tofu, of course. Okay, 那我们提到 hundreds of,okay, 其实呢很多数字的单位有它的用法像是 hundreds of, thousands of, or millions of, 我们后面要接上复数可数的名词好几百个好几千个好几百万个。那如果你要单单表示几千几百或是几百万呢我们就是要用数字加 hundred or thousand or million 后面再接上复数可数的名词不过回到课我刚刚用到 hundreds of 就是有很多很多不只有数百个意思像是 I've seen that movie hundred of times、That means I've seen that movie many many times、Okay, let's now go to our magic box to find out more about this phrase
Okay
所有台湾的 fans 大家好我爱你们我爱台湾谢谢你们来看我汤克鲁丹阿汤哥非常开心哦 I remember the last time I was here There were thousands of fans waiting for me、我记得我上次来台湾的时候也是有成千上百的粉丝在看我谢谢你们的爱阿汤哥我也好好努力继续拍精彩的电影给你看哦 OK 成千上万的甚至上上百万的我们英文里面该怎么说呢在学会这个用法之前呢首先要先认识一下这几个很大的数字首先呢我们先来认识一下这个字 hundred h-u-n-d-r-e-d hundred hundred 就是百哦比方说呢我们说 100 100 200 200那再比百高一点的呢我们可以说 thousand t-h-o-u-s-a-n-dThousand, thousand 就是千，比方说 5,000 就是五千。注意到英文里面没有万，所以如果一万的话就是十千 ,10,000, OK, 以此类推。没有万，那再往上是多少呢 ?OK, 差非常多。我们再继续往上呢就是百万了。百万的英文呢就是 million, M-I-L-L-I-O-N, million, 我们可以说 1 million, 2 million, 一百万两百万。那我们在网上的话呢它就更多了在网上一阶就变成十亿了十亿呢我们英文就说 billion b-i-l-l-i-o-n billion 十亿的意思好啦现在呢认识了这几个单字我们该怎么使用呢首先呢我们可以把它当成数字来使用我们呢可以直接在后面加上可数的复数名词表示有多少个比方说我今天教室里面有一百个同学 OK 100 studentsOr 100 students, OK, 有一百个同学。那比方说我有五千颗苹果 ,there are 5,000 apples, OK, 今天呢有五千颗苹果 ,there are 5,000 apples. 这个时候呢我们是要讲实际的数字有多少个。所以呢我们后面加上的是复数的可数名词。这个是呢我们把这些字当成数字的用法。那么呢不晓得你有没有注意到了我们在前面呢讲不管是多少都是单数啊我们这些数字不会加上 s 因为呢这个时候是当作数字来使用但是你有没有发现在最开头的句子了我讲说 there were thousands of fans. OK， 这个时候呢，我们 thousand 竟然加上了 s， 这个是什么用法呢？哦，原来啊，这几个数字单位呢，除了单纯指数字，也可以呢用来表示有很多。我们就在后面加上 s， 再加上 of， 后面呢再加上可数的复数名词。这个时候呢，它就表示上百的、上千的、上百万的，或者是呢数十亿的。例如呢，我们刚刚前面说的、哦、there were thousands of fans， 有数千个粉丝来看我。There were thousands of fans， OK， 它可能是一千个，可能是五千个，可能是两万个， OK， 上千个。或是比方说呢，我听说在这个台北市区呢，有数百万人居住在这边。There are millions of people living in Taipei. OK， 有上百万的人住在这里。There are millions of people living in Taipei. 可能呢是一百万、两百万，但是呢，我们说 millions of people 就是呢中文说的上百万个人咯。OK， 最后呢帮你整理一下、哦，我们用这些字 hundred thousand 或者是呢 million billion 这些字哦，它可以当作数字使用。后面呢，我们直接加上可数复数名词表。是有几个，比方说我们刚刚说的 a hundred students， OK， 一百个学生，但是呢，它也可以用来表示非常多、哦，我们可以说数百个、数千个、数百万个。这个时候呢，我们记得要在这些数字后面加上 s， 再加上 of， 后面呢再接上复数的可数名词，两种不同的用法，希望你可以记起来喽。
Well, now that we know how to use hundreds of,、mm-hmm. let's find out what there are hundreds of in the world. And of course, we're talking about smelly foods.
Ooh, okay. Smelly、mm. 是什么呢？就是难闻的，它是个形容词。当然，我们刚刚有提到的 stinky 也是臭臭的啦。Mm-hmm. 那像什么东西我觉得很难闻 ？Mold. 我觉得霉的味道 is smelly.
Gym socks are smelly.
Oh, gross.、Mm.
All right. Well, we are going to not talk aboutall of the
yes,
smelly
there
foods.
There are hundreds of them after
exactly.
all.
Exactly. We only have a few minutes, so we're going to talk about four of them in the article. It says, let's look at four of them.
Okay. 所以我们来瞧瞧其中的四个，要不然我们时间不够。
Okay. Now, the first one is called natto. Okay. And in okay, the article, it asks,how smelly is it? How smelly is the natto? And it only has...two stars of、oh. smelliness. So two out of five smelly stars.
Not too bad. Okay,、mm-hmm. I actually like this. Okay, 我很喜欢吃纳豆。那、mm. 它有多难闻？难闻指数就是有两颗星哦。
Can you get this food in Taiwan?
Yeah,、
oh,
you can.
Oh, I didn't know that. All right. Well, it says here, natto is from Japan.
Ah,、mm. 纳豆是来自于日本 of course.、Mm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I suppose if it's from Japan, there's still a place to find it here
yeah,
in Taiwan.、
Mm.
All right.Let's find out more about what this dish is. It says, people make it by boiling and fermenting beans. Okay, so it's made of beans.、
Mm.
Beans are known to
Not
smell.
Not too bad. Uh-huh. Mm.
But what we're doing to the beans is we're boiling them. We're also fermenting them, but we'll look at the verb boil first. It's spelled B-O-I-L, boil. Let's find out what it means.Okay, we're talking about the verb boil. Now, when you boil something, such as beans, you put this thing or these beans in a liquid, such as water, and cook them by making the water very hot. So hot that it bubbles and turns into gas. Now, the way we say boil here is to show that we're cooking something.I'm going to boil some eggs. That means I'm going to cook some eggs or boil some pasta or cook some pasta, for example. Here's an example sentence. I'm boiling eggs for a snack. Would you like some? I'm boiling eggs for a snack. Would you like some?
OK, 看完课文它是怎么用 boil 呢？他说人们是透过这个烹煮豆子，并且使它发酵的方式来制作纳豆哦。Boil 就是什么呢？以沸水烹煮这样的意思，所以水可能滚很热的时候。所以如果你喜欢煮饭，就一定要学一学这个动词哦。You could boil a lot of things, not just eggs.、Mm-hmm. You could also boil vegetables.、Mm-hmm. Or potatoes,、mm. yummy, okay. Or you could talk about the pasta is boiling,、mm-hmm. okay. 如果在煮这个意大利面。那刚刚的例句是讲到我正在煮蛋当点心，想要吃一点吗？ Yes, I want some eggs.
Okay.
I'm hungry.
You can have some eggs. All right, so what are we boiling in、uh-huh. when we're making natto? We're boiling beans.、Ah. Now, this is our second word power word today, this noun bean. It's spelled B-E-A-N, bean. Let's find out what it means.All right, we're looking at a noun, bean, today. So a bean is a type of seed or a pod, something that has seeds in it. Now these seeds or pods come from a plant. Now usually a plant that climbs up and up and up, and it has many green leaves on it. Now the seeds or pods from these types of plants are eaten as vegetables.And there are many different kinds of them. For instance, yellow beans, green beans, brown beans, soy beans, lots and lots of different beans. Here's an example. We put chicken, carrots, and green beans in the soup. We put chicken, carrots, and green beans in the soup.
I'm so hungry when speaking of food.、
Mm-hmm.
Beans 是什么呢？就是豆子，它是个名词。OK, 像是呢 we ate rice and beans for dinner,、mm-hmm. 晚餐吃这个豆子啊，还有饭。诶，不过呢，大家注意哦，绿豆的英文 it's not green bean. OK, 因为 green bean 是四季豆。那绿豆要怎么用？你要用 mung beans, M-U-N-G,、mm-hmm. 就是我们吃的绿豆汤。那其实豆子还有分很多种，像是呢咖啡豆，其实也是用到 bean 这个字，就是 coffee beans。OK, 那回到刚刚的例句提到，就是我们把鸡肉啦、红萝卜还有青豆放进汤里面。
So many beans out there.
I know.
Do you like beans?
Yeah.
I actually don't.
Oh, you don't?
No,
I like soybeans as well.
Well, I do like some beans, but、right. I don't like a lot of beans.、
Mm.
All right, well, let's also find out what the wordferment means. We said we boil and ferment the beans.
Ferment 其实就是发酵这样子的意思哦 and that's a verb.
It's kind of like we're bringing out the flavor of something.
Like
the wine. Now, if you like kimchi,、that is a fermented food. So lots of food out there that's fermented and it's actually really healthy for、
Ooh.
You. All right, let's find out more about this natto dish. It says it's brown and sticky and can smell like feet.
It doesn't, 好不好? OK, 它是棕色的,而且有点粘性哦,就是 sticky, 我们就是黏黏的意思。闻起来像脚的味道。Well, some feet smell OK.
Yeah, my feet smell fine.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, well, you know, the article, it kind of makes it seem a little not great. But, you know, if you've had it and you liked it,I would probably try it too.
Okay.
Let's find out when people eat it. It says Japanese people often eat natto for breakfast with rice and karashi.
Oh, 所以日本人呢，他们其实早餐常常吃纳豆啦，配饭，还有日式的黄芥末。It's healthy.
All right. Well, we also eat it for breakfast. Now, breakfast is a noun. It's spelled B-R-E-A-K-F-A-S-T, breakfast. Let's find out what this noun is. Let's talk about the noun breakfast. Breakfast is the first meal of the day. It's what you eat when you wake up. So at lunch, you might eat your lunch, and in the evening, you might eat your dinner, but in the morning, you eat breakfast.You might eat bacon and eggs, maybe you'll eat congee, maybe you'll eat natto, maybe you'll have cereal or oats. You could eat lots of different things for breakfast. Here's an example. Erica ate eggs and toast for breakfast. Erica ate eggs and toast for breakfast.
Breakfast, 就是早餐, very important meal of the day.For example, you could talk about what you had for breakfast. I had pancakes for breakfast.
That's one of my favorites.
Okay, or you could have breakfast cereals,、就像一些玉米片、燕麦啦等等。那 Erica 呢，刚刚的例句提到就是她早餐吃了什么呢？蛋跟吐司 ，yum yum.
Okay, well, now I know what natto is,
right?
And I know what rice is,
of course.
So, what is karashi?
Ah, well, karashi 它其实是日式的黄芥末. It's kind of like wasabi,、but it's yellow.
Okay,
and it tastes more like the yellow mustard.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's not so spicy. Mm. It has that nice flavor.
Okay. Maybe I will try this natto dish. Okay, now here is a dish I don't know the name of. I'm going to try to say it right. I'm going to say hangoho. And I know I didn't say that right.
It's probably hongyoho.
Hongyoho, okay. Well, let's find out how smelly is it. On the 1 out of 5 smelly scale, it's 4 stars of smelly.
Oh,
that's pretty smelly.
Okay, so it's 红鱼烩, 因为我怕我的韩文讲错。 Okay, 我直接讲它中文的翻译。 那它有多难闻呢? 它有4颗星哦。
Okay, well, let's find out in the article what it is. It says, another smelly Asian food is hangoho from South Korea. Now, sorry, South Koreans out there. I don't know how to say this word.
Sorry, okay. 所以另外一个 来自亚洲南文的食物，就是来自南韩的红鱼烩。What is it?
That's a good question. It says here, this is fermented skate. Now we'll find out what skate is in a second.
Okay.
But first, we saw that word again, ferment, but this time it's used as an adjective.
Right, okay, fermented. 所以它是发酵过的窑鱼。Fermented, 我们刚刚是不是有学到 ferment, 发酵。所以 fermented 就是形容词发酵过的。
Now, skate is actually a type of fish.
Yes.
Okay, and so it says here in our article, as the fish ferments, it begins to smell of ammonia.
Ew. Okay, 随着鱿鱼发酵，它开始就会有这个 ammonia, 阿摩尼亚的味道。Smell of, 就是可能某个东西或某人会带着一股味道。
All right, so tell us more about this ammonia stuff.
Okay, ammonia 其实呢就是阿摩尼亚。Okay, 所以其实它是蛮刺鼻。I think it smells like, should I say this?
Probably.
Okay, just urine. Okay.
Doesn't smell very good.
No.
Here it says in the article, you don't cook it. That means you don't cook the fish. And most people eat it by itself.
What? Okay, so...不会去煮它，而且大多数的人就单单直接吃掉它。Wow, interesting.
And it also says, however, some people enjoy it with kimchi, balsam, or makgeolli. I also don't know if I've said this word right. All right. Now, Laura, before we talk about the word however, could you help tell us what those foods are?
Okay, I'll try. Okay, 然而有一些人会搭配这红烩鱼 okay, 用什么呢？搭配 kimchi. We know that. Okay, 韩式泡菜还有 balsam. Okay, I don't know if I'm saying this right. Okay, 就是菜包肉或者是Maggioli, okay, 就是竹米酒 okay, 或是竹米酒 okay, 一起享用一起吃
You're pretty good at saying those words. All right, well, we did see one more word in there. It's the adverb however. It's spelled H-O-W-E-V-E-R, however. We're going to talk about it right now. Okay, so we use the adverb however when we want to say new information that is different from the information we said before.Or when the new information might surprise you. For example, we might say, I don't like mushrooms. However, I'll eat them if I have to. Or, usually the cat sleeps on the floor. However, last night he slept on my head. Here's another example. I like Jenny. However, I hate her dog. I like Jenny. However, I hate her dog.
Okay, however, 这个副词其实是有一个反差的用法。这个语气就是然而怎么样，不过怎么样。所以在口语上我们会用 but, okay, 这比较口语的说法。像是呢 I know it's raining out, however, I don't want to stay in, okay. 虽然外面下雨，但是我还是想要，我不想要一直待在家里。或者是刚刚例句，我觉得例句好像有点针对狗狗 ,Jenny 的狗。我喜欢 Jenny。However, I hate her dog. 但是我讨厌她的狗。所以 there's that contrast, 就是有点反差。
Right, it shows how it's different. All right, well, we are all finished talking about natto and this South Korean skate, fermented skate that I can't say the name of. So let's go to today's review time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, welcome back to review time. We're going to play a guessing game today. I have a word power word in my head.
Okay.
And Laura needs to read my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it something you had in the morning?
No.
Okay. Is it something you do when you're cooking?
No.
Oh, so that, 就是我已经删掉两个了。
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Is it something you don't like to eat?
Yes.
Okay, beans.
You get it. Three questions.
Yay.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask one. Or you think of one and I will
guess. Okay, okay.、Mm-hmm. I got it.
Is this the way you describe a situation that's different?
Nope.
Okay. Is it a noun?
Yes.
Ooh. Is it... It's not bean because I did bean.Is it breakfast?
It is.
It is. All right. Well, we are all out of time for today. You guys can go choose some words from the article, use our other word power words, and play this game too. We're going to say goodbye for today, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Smelly food around the world.
Do you like stinky tofu, or is the smell too much for you?There are hundreds of famous smelly foods around the world. Let's look at four of them. Natto. How smelly is it? Natto is from Japan. People make it by boiling and fermenting beans. It's brown and sticky and can smell like feet. Japanese people often eat natto for breakfast with rice and karashi.Hongyo hoi. How smelly is it? Another smelly Asian food is Hongyo hoi from South Korea. This is fermented skate. As the fish ferments, it begins to smell of ammonia. You don't cook it, and most people eat it by itself. However, some people enjoy it with kimchi, bosam, or makgyoli.
Boil, boil. I'm boiling eggs for a snack. Would you like some? I'm boiling eggs for a snack. Would you like some? Bean, bean. We put chicken, carrots, and green beans in the soup.We put chicken, carrots, and green beans in the soup. Breakfast. Breakfast. Erica ate eggs and toast for breakfast. Erica ate eggs and toast for breakfast. However. However. I like Jenny.However, I hate her dog. I like Jenny. However, I hate her dog.